Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Speak Your Mind Radio with your host Brenda Williams. Every Thursday night, world topics, interviews you won't hear anywhere else. Let's go. 347-857-3692. You're on the line now with the beautiful, talented author Brenda Williams.
Hello, hello, and welcome to Speak Your Mind Radio. My name is Brenda Williams. I am your host. First, I want to say to all of my fans, thank you guys so much for being with me through my two-month vacation. It's something I do every single year. I take a break. And 99% of the chance, I have an event scheduled. I have something going on where I just cannot be here. So that is what I did. I took my two-month vacation. I'm excited to be back. I hope everyone had a happy holiday and everyone enjoyed their last 2 months. First, let me say, before we even get started, so we know tonight's going to be a heated topic. Our topic tonight is who has your vote and why. I just want to know who has it, why. We can go ahead and give descriptions or brief explanations of why you're voting for who. That's fine. But because of tonight's topic, I'm not going to have a bunch of calls on at the same time because all of us won't be able to hear each other. So in the order that you called in, as you press 1, I will bring you in and we'll go ahead and have your input on who you think should be president or who are you voting for. And I just want a brief explanation of why are you voting for that person or why you feel like the other person is not qualified. As you know, this is Speak Your Mind Radio. So we do this all the way live, no hold back. Before I get started, I have to play my theme song, and I have to give it up to my girl, Latrice Lawrence. I gave Latrice Lawrence a project to do two months ago. So when my show ended, my last end of my show, I inboxed Latrice Lawrence this song, you know, and I said, hey, can you sing this for me? You know, I want to really make this my theme song, or I just want to play it on my radio station. And she did a phenomenal job. Words can't express the excitability once I first heard this song. So I'm going to play this. I see everybody that pressed 1. I see 0870. You press 1 first. You hold on with me. I see 6340, 9202, 8242, and 1611. I see all of you. Hold on, so I know 0870, you go first. And everybody else, I'll get you in the order that you press 1. So everybody bear with me a moment. Let's go ahead and play our theme song by none other than Latrice Lawrence.
Me, oh, prepare my heart.
Ooh.
control. Lost everything, but still had you. You showed me a grace. Now my life's renewed. And I thank you. Yes, I thank you. So I'll tell anyone who listens, I testify about how good you were to me when my so-called friends passed me by. The fact that you would show somebody so broke down so much mercy. What's there for me? Cause you made the ultimate sacrifice. It's all because of you that I even have life. And I'll give you my love as a tribute, my
So we are back. So what I'm going to do is start opening up the lines now. So let me bring in my first caller, 0870. I have you on the line with Brenda Williams, Speak Your Mind Radio. How are you?
How are you, Bren? Long time no hear. This is Trent.
Pretty good. Hey, you know I had to take my yearly vacation. I got so much slack from it. So much slack. But I had to tell people, look, I need to take a break. I am tired, and I just needed a break. So I had to do it. I had to. So let me ask you a question before we go into the topic. What did you think of my new theme song that Latrice Lawrence, you just heard?
I like it. I like her voice, too. Ooh. I like
yes,
her voice. I really like that song.
Like, okay, I don't know if you pay attention to my timeline, but for like a year now, I've been playing that song by Yolanda Adams, and it's a video to it is like a dude mining with all white and has his face painted. I've been playing that song straight. Like, and when I had talked to Latrice, like, right before my show had ended, I don't know how we was talking about music. And I was like, there's a song I really, really love. And I was like, I'm wondering if she can remake it, just, you know. And I don't even know why I even questioned it, because I knew she can do it. I mean, she called on my show and sang Ave Maria live, and, you know, that's a hard song. And
right.
I gave her the task, and she killed it. And that was just like the first time she sent it to me, it was like the rough draft. It wasn't even really, you know, it wasn't recorded. You know, it was just a rough draft. And it sounded exactly like what I just heard. So I was elated. I was blown away. If you love that song, you know, you can go to my timeline and just hit share. It's on my timeline as my new theme song. So I'll probably play it. Well, I know I'll play it. I don't care what the topic is. I'm sure I'll play it at least once on every show I have, primarily because it's my new theme song.
I hear you.
On to the ratchet topic. Who has your vote and why, and who do you think's a better candidate, and who do you think's a bad candidate and why?
I think they're both bad candidates. America loses with either one of the two. It's
okay.
It's one hand, you've got this lady who, from countless scandals and criminal indictments and all these other things that's been going on, you know, the stuff happening funny with money with her and her husband and everything. And, you know, after her husband's second term and the things she backed him with, and what we ended up was mass incarceration from the Clintons, I can't trust that family anymore, you know, especially with all the, you know, just the scandals going on. But Mr. Unifier is just simply that. He's a megalomaniac. He has no political experience. And I'm sorry, being the leader of the free world is not where you go to cut your teeth for politics. You know, I hate to say it about all these, you know, because I got friends that's following him, but I'm like, you guys are blinded sheep, for real. You know, this spells doom either way. You know, it's not the lesser of two evils. It's the end of this country, in my opinion, no matter what happens. Something bad is going to come out of it. So when it comes to voting, there's the space that allows you to write somebody's name in. If I don't write Murray's name in, I'll write my own name in, because I feel I'm just as qualified as he is. You know, and I don't have the scandals that she has. If that's the case, if that's what you're picking, somebody who can just come up off the street and talk a whole lot of nonsense, which is him, you know, I'm just as qualified. It makes no sense, but we're headed for disaster with either two. And you can't get me to believe that they are actually bickering like that, as all the photo shoots and him contributing to the Clintons back in the day and them doing things together and everything. You're not going to get me to believe that they're at each other's throat like that, for real, for real. It's just a bad thing all the way around for this country, for either one of them.
So I know how you feel. You know, hey, don't dispute it at all. Continue. I honestly know how you feel. But my question is, and I know what you're saying, you know, it's the all around bad thing if either one of them wins. Totally understand, not disputing it. But my question to you is if you had to choose one, which one would you choose? If you didn't have an option, I know what you're saying, if it's not Bernie, you know, you're not voting, you might as well put your name on the ballot. But this is my thing, and this is my consensus, and this is what I'm, you know, this is my thought process, you know, and everybody has a different opinion, totally have a different opinion. But this is my thought process. I'm not for Hillary at all, and I'm definitely not for Donald Trump. But, and I know right. that she's crooked. I know that she's had her hands in a lot of stuff. But if I had, and this is what's going to cause I believe Donald Trump to win, because you have your class of people who feel like, I'm not for either one of them, so I'm not going to vote. But you have more of the rich, more of the white, more of the upper scale people, and you got those upper scale so-called Democratic black people that believe Donald Trump should be in the White House. So when you have somebody that's a median that says, I'm not going to vote, what they do is whoever gets more votes, the lesser votes that didn't vote, is who usually gets the upscale and gets those votes that also nobody voted on. And this is my thing. This is my consensus of it. I don't want either one of them to be my president, my chief and commander. But if I had to make a choice, I would go to the voting polls and vote for Hillary just so that he didn't get in. And I'll tell you my problem, because you said what your problem is with him and her, and you got legitimate concerns. That's really my problems with them too. But my bigger issue is with Donald Trump. And my bigger issue with Donald Trump is because this is a man that has set and totally disrespected handicapped, totally disrespected Muslim, disrespected the Spanish, Latino descent, disrespected women. He's so against everybody that if he's saying right now, we're going to put these people back on their boats and we're going to get rid of these people. And if you pay attention to his rallies, his rallies was make America great again, make America white again. So my thing is, even though I wasn't born and raised in Africa, you know, I was born over here. My people and my bloodline is where they come from. So who's to say that this same man, this commander in chief, isn't going to say, okay, let's go ahead and get rid of the Muslims first. Then let's go ahead and deport these Mexicans back to wherever they're supposed to go, and Spanish people. Now we're going to work on the Indians. Now we're going to work on the Korean and Chinese. And then we're going to work on the black. I, Donald Trump being president, I see imprisonment for so many. I see, instead of the programs that help people, I see programs that hurt people. Because this is a man that had a reality show. And his reality show was taking bets. His reality show, that's exactly what it was, The Apprentice. So I have a problem with, I will give Hillary Clinton one thing over Donald Trump, is that she's been in politics and she knows a little bit about politics. This is a man that's coming in and knows absolutely nothing about politics. And every time you speak to him, his answer is, I'm just going to do it. I'm going to do it. So you can't really have a conversation with this man and he tell you anything he's actually going to do. I'm just going to do it. Now he's telling lies over that president that he went over there and said, oh, we didn't mention the wall. And that president tweeted back, hell yeah, we mentioned the yard wall. And I told him, I'm not paying for it. So you see what I'm saying? I don't back either one of them. You will never see nothing on my timeline talking about vote for Hillary. Bernie had my vote. If Bernie was in there and Bernie had a chance, I would be campaigning hard for Bernie. I would be Bernie Sanders' biggest, I'm telling you, I would be his biggest supporter. But because he's not, it's almost like I'll take her versus him. Because I think with that man as our commander in chief, the world will be doomed. We're going down. With that man as commander in chief.
Yeah, I agree with you on that one. But it ain't too far behind. You know? And, you know, I just look at a few things with the both of them. And like you said, yeah, he's, you know, very disrespectful. He's playing to the white racist base and things like that and just very assuming. And he, you know, he has these preachers cooning for him and all this stuff. This is the most insane election I have ever, ever seen in my life. This is insane with the candidates. I'm sorry. I don't get it. I don't understand it. It was a crime that happened in all these places with the Democratic primaries. You know, the way they wouldn't all of a sudden this past year you know, and I'm like, okay, this is the first time that has ever happened. So it were millions and millions of people who couldn't vote because our cards say independent. You know, so that was how they were able to keep Bernie from getting a Democratic vote. You know, just kept millions of people from doing that. But like I said, you know, I look at her and I'm like, are we going to get another Ronald Reagan effect with her? Somebody that's in bad health that wants to be there because they just, you know, in love with power and their health is failing and things like that. And, you know, all the scandals and everything. But like you were saying, yeah, if I didn't have a choice, I probably would. If I didn't have a choice, I probably would lean towards her because even though she has given us worse already with her and her husband, it leads to the imagination that he would be even worse commander-in-chief of the United States. And that's something I just couldn't have.
I mean, yeah, you know, hey, I know what you're saying about it, and I don't dispute it at all, but again, if I had to make my choice and I had absolutely no other options, without a shadow of a doubt, without even questioning, my first choice would definitely be her. And again, it would be her, primarily because I definitely would not want it to be him. I mean, there's a lot to consider. There's a lot to look at. There's a lot to take into consideration, you know. And like I say, stand behind either one of them. I actually
right.
do not stand behind either one of them, and I do not back either one of them. But, again, if I had to choose, it would be her hands down. And like I say, it would be her hands down primarily because I can't say, let me see how I can explain it. I can't say that I would be proud of anything that she would have to offer the country as our commander-in-chief,
mm-hmm.
but I can say that it would never be a time where I would have to worry about deportation as a black person with him as commander-in-chief, even though he has technically no place to deport me to. You just never know with him. And because he's the type
right.
of man that he is, I would be concerned that he would make up a whole bunch of bullshit to get rid of people. And because he's
yeah,
a betting man, that's where I have my problem at.
Yes, and the way he has that base stirred up now, you know, I went to school with, graduated with, I'm like, I can't even talk to you anymore. You have shown the racist in you. You know, one guy, you know, oh, I'm a Trump man. I believe with Trump. You black people black Americans need to stop being victims, stop being such victims. Wait. Is this the same dude, you know, that I went to junior high and high school with, and, you know, okay. So, yeah, that's with him. That's real scary of the base that he's playing to. And it has gotten real bad. So, yeah, if I absolutely had no choice whatsoever to do, it would be her.
Yeah,
you know,
and that's what I tell people, and I tell people that all the time. And they're like, well, how could you say that? How could you choose her? And like I tell them, hey, by all means, don't get it twisted. I'm not just choosing her. I'm choosing the person that I think that would be more of a benefit versus the person that would take us, that would hurt us all.
Right.
And that's where my consensus comes in. I have the mindset that he really can't do anything for us. There's absolutely nothing that he could actually do for us. But in the interim, I think that she, as a whole, she would actually be better.
Yeah,
I honestly
would agree.
Think that she would actually
I agree
be better.
With you on that. Yeah, but yeah, with no, you know, and like I said, I am actually leaning towards just writing my own name on that ballot and putting it in the box. You know, because even though there are two other candidates out there, I'm not seeing, you know, enough experience or enough things about them to make me want to go, okay, I'll give my vote over to them. But in all honesty,
right,
truthfully, I would write Bernie's name on it and put it in a thing, because you can still write somebody's name on the ballot, and that's more than likely what I'll be doing. Is writing his name on the ballot, because this hands down is the end of our nation as we know it. It's done. It's split. It's to that point. This is the end of our nation as we know it. It's not going to be the same after this election. It's just not. We're going to be handed something criminal or insane. One of the two. One of the two.
I agree with you. I agree with you wholeheartedly, because, you know, a lot of people, when you think about it, it's almost like, I don't know if it's like a test of faith, but like I tell people, if people took a stand just not to vote, and I've spoken to a lot of people that they're just deciding, because I vote neither, I'm not voting. But what I've been trying to explain to everybody that I hear say that is, what you don't understand is, by you not voting, if he gets, let's say he's at, let's say she ends out at like 40, let's say that she ends out at 49% of the vote. She got 49% electoral votes, and he got 50. And there's 1% left out there, because his percentage was higher. They're going to give him that 1%, which is going to put him over. And I noticed,
right,
because there was a race here for maybe sheriff. I'm not sure. I'm not even sure what it was. But I know you had to reach 50% before you can be claimed a winner. And when it was all said and done, the other person was something at like 48-something. And the person
uh-huh.
that won had just hit 50, but they gave him the other 2 points to make it 52 at 48. You see what I'm saying? So that's
uh-huh.
my concern. That's my concern when I speak to people who say, I'm not voting. There's no way that I'm voting. You know, and I tell them, she is the lesser evil. Neither one of them to me are qualified at all to be commander chief. I say, just neither one of them are. You know, she's proven that she's a liar. She's proven that she's dishonest. She's proven that she's allowed lives to be lost, and she sat back and did nothing. She's proven that she's a manipulator, because she used her personal email. Who knows if she was even talking to any? Obviously, it's something else that she did wrong, or they wouldn't keep talking about it. They wouldn't keep talking about turn over this and turn over that. She obviously did something wrong. But the thing about it is, when you heard Colin Powell talking, they played Colin Powell's thing, and he said that he advised her not to use a personal email. He advised her not to use a BlackBerry. He advised her all these things. So she went against what the previous Secretary of State told her
mm-hmm.
and did her own thing. But again, back to this other man. When you sit and just listen to the stuff this dude say from the very beginning, it was like the presidency was going to be, to be honest with you, I thought it was a joke. I thought that they had him in there voting just to have somebody vote. And then later on down the line, the real people that was running was going to show up. I honestly thought it was a joke. When I first heard, because let me tell you, there was a cartoon back about like a year and a half ago. One of the stupid cartoons my son watches, about a year and a half ago. And a year and a half ago, they were saying, yeah, Donald Trump's going to be president. They said something, something, when this happens, Donald Trump will be president. This was like a year and a half ago. So it makes you stop and think about it. How did this come about a year and a half ago, and now here this man is running for president? So I believe me and you are on the same page. But like I tell everybody else, I'm not for either one of them. I'm actually against either one of them. And left up to me, the president to me is just somebody that's set in place. Don't really call all the shots. They're set in place. Shots are called down, trickle down. It just comes up to them for approval or whatever. But I don't really, honestly, I think the country, the world, well, this not country, but this world, the U.S., would be better off without a president because there's just too much going on. Like, you got him talking about blow them away. This is how we're going to deal with ISIS. We're going to blow them all away. You got her talking about not putting up. You know what I'm saying? It's just too much. Mm-hmm. They got too much going on. But from the very beginning, I listened, and I listened in, and I listened in good. And a lot of stuff that this man has said, and I know a lot of people are going to get mad at this because I'm sure I'm going to get a Trump believer that comes on this line. And, again, this is Speak Your Mind Radio, so we speak freely here. Nobody can go against anybody else's thoughts. You know, everybody has their right to their own opinion, and everybody can vote for whoever they want to vote for. But when I sit and see nothing come out of this man's mouth but joking or whatever, or dismissing the handicapped, dismissing women, dismissing Muslims, dismissing Latinos, when I see nothing but coming out of your mouth of dismiss, when you talk to this man and ask him what he's going to do for the country, he can't give you an answer. He can't give you an answer. I'm just going to do it.
And the scariest thing about him was that, I don't know if you saw it, but there was a clip of him years ago stating that if he ran for president, he would run as a Republican because they are gullible and they will believe anything that I tell him, and I would be great and I would get the nomination.
Yep.
But I'm not going to run for president. Yeah. And I'm like, this is insane. And I was like, and I showed this to all my Republican friends, but they still don't care. I'm like, oh, God, this world, it's just over for us. It's just over because we got a bunch of idiots following it. And he told you he's choosing you. He really don't care. He's a megalomaniac, as they say, and he just wants the power.
Like I say, my opinion is neither one of them are qualified. I don't follow either one of them, but if I had to pick, I would pick her just because I couldn't see him as my president. She's just honest and she's just loyal as well. And up under her, you know, will be Bill. And yeah, Bill did some stuff. Bill got him some of Monica Lewinsky, but guess what? I still would prefer him to be up there in her court versus, first of all, Ilana, who don't even speak English. She's a foreigner. You talking about deporting foreigners, and your wife's what do they call them? What they say she was a magazine bride or something, or a shopping bride or something. One of those ones, you mail order bride.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
A mail order bride that poses too.
Yeah, and then had the nerve to steal Michelle's whole speech. I was like, really? Is that how we're doing things? But that's another story. But I want to thank you so much for calling in. Hold on with me. I'm going to try to come back to you. Thank you so much for calling in. And I'm going to try to get back to you, okay?
All right,
So I'm picking up these callers in the order that you press 1. So everybody bear with me. I'm going to get to everybody tonight. 1567, I have you on the line with Brenda Williams of Speak Your Mind Radio. How are you this evening?
I'm doing fine, Brenda. Welcome back.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be back. I missed my show and missed my callers and been getting 1,000 inboxes, but I am back. I'm back. Everybody was like, I thought you said last week. I thought you said the week before. Look, I thought I was coming. I'm here.
I know.
But
yeah,
what's your thought? Who do you think, who you're running for? What's your thought?
Yes, I just caught some of the show just a minute ago. Of course, with Donald Trump, it was on The Simpsons that they showed him becoming the president. And when they were back when they were doing the preliminaries, when they had Bernie, Hillary, and Trump, you know, I was all for Bernie, but he's kind of too old to be running for president. So Hillary is kind of being the better choice, the best of two evils. You know,
yes.
I don't think Trump would be a great delegate for the rest of the world. I think everybody else would treat him as a joke based on what
yes.
I've seen so far. You know, you can't be a hot-headed president. You got to have a cool head, you know, calm mind, because you can really put this country in a bind. China still owns half of us, and people still don't understand that. China can come over here and kick half of us out and not care.
It's just
a lot of politics that people don't understand, that, you know, other countries have their hands in America, and nobody up top is willing to try to dig us out.
Correct.
And
correct.
They won't,
I mean,
know it. Mm-hmm.
It's sad. It's sad because, you know, like I said, I followed this from the beginning. And even though I'm a Democrat, to be honest with you, even though I'm Democratic, if this man would have proven that he could do a good job, if he would have come off the top, you know what I'm saying? I pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
But because I didn't really, to be honest with you, I don't want Hillary to win because I think she's no good. I think a whole
right.
lot of different things about her. But in the same token, if I had to pick, I would pick her versus him because she
right,
is a lesser
right.
of evil. But a lot of people don't – did you see that clip? It was about 3 weeks, a month ago, and it was at one of his rallies. And
right.
it was a woman standing there holding up a sign saying, "End racism." And
right.
these
oh, yeah,
old people, these young people, they were, like, trying to fight with this woman to get that sign down. And at his, and then a lot of people say, well, you know, the only reason why he has fights at his rallies is because of the stuff he says about Muslims and Hispanics. No, they hold
right.
up signs, and they don't show these, like, on the TV and stuff. They only show up the Make America Great Again. But they hold up
right.
signs, Make America White Again. So in the consensus, that's
yep.
to me, that anybody that's not white should be worried. Because if he's standing
true.
Behind Make America White Again, then what you're saying is if you're not white, guess what? You're leaving. Now, Commander-in-Chief, he can decide to do whatever he wants. You know, he's got on hand like almost like a button to say, I'm deporting all these people. Now, a lot of people that have been in my inbox about, I guess, President Obama allowing
right.
the refugees in. I was for Obama 100%. I voted for him. I campaigned for him. But I can agree that the refugees should not be allowed in. And the only reason why, and I know a lot of them are coming because they're suffering, if they're not babies, they shouldn't be allowed in. Because this is the problem that I have with that.
With
you're
Texas.
Letting all of them come over here. And if something goes down, a lot of these people were – trained ISIS from very early on. This is a way for
That's
a lot true. More of them to get in that are dangerous. So not only do we first have to worry about our big events, we have to worry about our little events, like our schools, like our churches, like our movie theaters, like our big events, because you're allowing these people to come over. Now, I don't have a bad heart. I never want anybody to suffer. But
right.
when it comes to you allowing you know, known criminals in, oh, they got cleared here, they got cleared there. I don't agree on that at all. I don't agree on that at all. I just don't agree
right,
on that.
Right.
You know, but, and that's his fight of why Hillary shouldn't win. Well, my thing is, instead of telling me why if you think about it, everything that comes out of this man's mouth is bashing either Obama or Hillary. Like,
that's
he's
true.
Not talking about nothing he's going to do. He's just
right.
talking about stuff that they're doing. So when you ask him stuff, he can't never address a concern. He just says, I'm going to do it.
Did he ever give up his financials to the to the people yet? Yep. Because he also went bankrupt. If nobody ever talks about that. And then NASCAR pulled their, you know, end-of-the-year race party from Trump Towers. And I see nobody batted an eye about that. Then it was, and then I did see where his quote unquote mail order bride did copy Michelle Obama's speech. Plus, when you said "Make America White Again," America was never white to begin with; it belonged to the Indians.
Correct.
But if you go back and trace everybody's history, they're not from here. Their families came from other countries. New York was a big way station for immigrants to come in back in the early 60s, 70s. And, you know, to dig up all that history, you're really casting a shadow over all of America. And
right.
I was watching Paul Mooney's comedy a couple weekends ago, and it's, you know, the complexion for the protection of the collection. You know, a lot of these white folks think they still got that chip on their shoulder when they're not understanding that you too can be ostracized too. I don't think I'm using the term correctly. But, you know, sooner or later, you know, they're already killing cops here and there. So, you know, guess who's next on the list? It doesn't have to be a good person or a bad person. It's just the people, you know, besides the election, people nowadays are getting ugly and uglier as times go along.
And the thing about this is what's sad. The sad thing about the situation is this. Okay, bottom line, whether anybody wants to admit it, agree or disagree, you know, I think we're in trouble either way with whatever one of them it is. But
right.
with Donald Trump, this man is so reckless. You know, if, like somebody said earlier, you know, the thing about him is when he's a hothead, and you don't need a hothead as your commander in chief. Because as soon as somebody says something or a country says something, what he doesn't know is America is sitting weak. You got all these other countries that's ready for us. Russia, ready.
Israel.
China, ready. Israel, ready. You got all these countries that at any given time can just wipe us completely out. And the sad thing
about it
is they can wipe us out easily. The sad thing about it is we're sitting here ready to vote for this man. And I just told this girl today, me and her just had a little bit of an argument at work. And I don't really talk about politics at work, but it was break time. We were sitting in the lunchroom. She was looking at my show, and she was asking what my topic was, and I told her. Well, she says, I don't care. I'm voting for Trump. I said, let me tell you something. It's the low-class white people like yourself
that are struggling
every single day that think you're going to vote for Trump and life is going to be better for you. No, honey. If you're not already a millionaire, you have no chance.
Mm-hmm.
His tax cuts are to the rich. Everything he wants to do is for the rich. Nothing's for the middle class or the working class. So obviously, if you're working at this job, you're not the rich. So Donald Trump getting into presidency is not going
to
do nothing for you.
Mm-hmm.
What did you say?
Yeah, he was also talking about cutting, you know, food stamps and all that other welfare assistance, when the majority of the people on welfare, food stamps are white people. So all of them, poor white people, are voting for him. You know, no disrespect to any white people who listen to the show, but he's going to cut the rug out from underneath them, and they're not even going to know it if he gets into the presidency.
Right, right. A lot of people don't understand that. They don't understand that they have no chance. And they're looking at life like, I have a chance because I'm white. And he says, bring back white again, and I'm already white, so I have a chance. No, 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 no. He wasn't talking about you. And I'm not nowhere near racist. I'm 50% white, 50%. Not
right,
a shade
right,
in the
right.
50-50. I'm one of them 50-50s. And guess what? I still don't believe that because I'm 50% that I have a chance.
Mm-hmm.
If I was fully white, I wouldn't think that I had a chance unless I was a millionaire. Because this is a gambling man. He likes to gamble. And what he's going to be doing is gambling with lives. That's what he's going to do. He's going to gamble. He's going to put us so far into debt, buying this and buying that. I'm going to tell you, he keeps playing around. I'm going to tell you who's waiting for him.
Who's that?
He don't understand. The Mexicans that he keeps messing with, that's what we need to be worried about. He need to worry about them, and he need to worry about the refugees. He need to worry about the Muslims, all of them that he almost got toe tags on them, ready to deport them. People ain't playing, and he's worried about all of that. But guess what? the wool's going to be pulled from up under his eyes.
Right.
And as jokingly as it is, they've been talking about this man being president for 2 years now. People just ain't paid attention to it. For 2 whole years, I heard about this man becoming president.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see what happens in November. That's all I got to say.
And on top of that, let me see. I had something. I'll probably have to come back to it. But if he keeps, as you're saying, if he keeps going the way he's going, oh, another thing. I just got it. Most of the things that they're talking about with more of the Mexicans and the refugees is money. What they do is they stack 10 to a house, half working the day, half working the night, and they just, you know, bring money in. And half times our currency doesn't stay in the United States. It gets sent outwards. So that's another thing that they're trying to stop is keeping our money back in the U.S., keep the dollar circulating. It's not circulating like it used to. If you look at other countries, the dollar is worth less than the euro. So our currency is not is not going up like it used to. It's going down. It's actually less. And they keep printing money thinking that it's going to make everything balance, but it's not. The more you print, the less value it has.
Yep, I heard that. I heard somebody was talking about that. I think on Dr. Oz's show, he was talking about it. Only thing I can say is I would hope that everybody on this line, I would hope that everybody on the world, I understand that nobody wants either one of them to win. But if I had to make a choice, I would have to choose her because I feel like she's lesser of the evil. You know, and everybody can say whatever they want about Bill. They can say whatever they want. But Bill was a president. When that stuff went down on 9/11, he was right there in the middle of it. And the thing about it is, correct, he was there. But if I say she would make a better president because he has her, she has him to help her. This is a different man that's coming in with no experience. The only experience he has is being on a show and betting with money. He doesn't have any other experience.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and
it's your Shark Tank.
Exactly, exactly. So he should stick to reality TV and get off of this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's sad because I thought it was a joke. I thought that eventually somebody's going to say, okay, gotcha, got him, and bring in the real candidates.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that's not happening because we're too close to November. So forget about that.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I don't know, but did you have anything else you wanted to add?
I think that's about it. If I have anything else, I'll chime a little bit later. I want to give somebody else a chance to talk.
No problem. Come back when press 1 to get out of the queue, and then press 1 again when you want to come back in.
Right.
Anybody
you,
I've already talked to, press 1 to get out of the queue, and press 1 if you want to come back in. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. Wait a minute. Who is this? Your voice is very familiar. Who is this?
Bandit.
Okay. Yep, familiar voice. I wasn't sure, but I was like, that sounds like him, but I didn't want to call out your name and be like, that ain't me. So if you want to talk, just call back in. I'll get back with you, okay? Thank you.
All right. Will do, Brenda.
All right. So I'm going to keep going. Like I said, if you're ready to talk, just press 1 and I'll bring you in. If I've already talked to you, press 1 again to go out of the queue. And then if you're ready to talk again, press 1 and I'll bring you back in. Okay, 0107, you're on the line with Brenda Williams, Speak Your Mind Radio. How are you tonight?
I'm doing good, Brenda. How are you?
I am awesome, blessed. I can't complain. Back from vacation, enjoyed it. I think you're one of the folks that inboxed me and asked me when was I coming back. Yay, I'm back. But you know our topic, so let's jump right in. Who are you voting for and why?
Actually, I'm voting for Hillary. And, you know, honestly, this is what I think will happen. The last 8 years, the Republicans were so busy trying to fight Obama on everything that he did that somehow or another they forgot an election was coming up. They failed to groom their candidate, get their candidate ready and everything else because they spent everything they had in fighting Obama. That they let this idiot come in and sneak in and steal these candidacies. And basically, that's what happened, because if you look at it, a lot of the top Republicans are saying that they are not endorsing him, they are not for him. So, you know, what's really going on when the top people in your own party don't endorse you?
That's true. That's true. But I think, who was it? It was somebody that went when his endorsement, they were saying that they didn't endorse him, but then Hillary had the same thing too. I want to say it was Bernie who didn't endorse her. And Hillary had the same thing too. And I mean, people didn't endorse him, but also she had people who came along and didn't endorse her. So I think it went both ways. But I agree with you. I agree with you wholeheartedly. They're spending so much time trying to mess with somebody who's already president. You know, to this day, they still run their mouths, and he don't got that much longer to go. Because I think the presidency is in November, and I think he's still in house till January.
Uh-huh.
But the thing about it is, this man's term is up, and you still running your mouth. Like, you still, I will give Obama one thing. Well, I'll give Obama two things. First of all, Obama is the one who created that program for the elderly, so that they didn't lose their homes. And I'm so happy that he put this in place in case Donald Trump does become president, because that protects them. He also did something for the working class. He did something to the working class to say that if you have a home and you have a mortgage and you can't pay it, under the No House Left Behind, here's programs that we put specifically in place for you to help you be able to keep your home. And that, to me, is phenomenal, because before he came into presidency, nothing else like that had been offered. If you lost your house, you just lost your house. If you couldn't make your payments, you just couldn't make your payments. But he put so much in place. Now, here's my problem with Hillary. She wasn't really for the African American. She wasn't really for a lot of the women and the women values and women issues. She only started harping on the black people when she started seeing his rallies where they were saying, make America white again. Then she only started really harping on women when he made those comments about that woman candidate that was running. And somebody like that, I can't respect. I'm sorry. Somebody like that I can't respect, because you're the type of person where if you're not winning, you're going to use people's weaknesses to harp on them to get their vote. I don't like that.
You know,
but again, I'll say it again. No. If I had to pick, it would have to be her.
And to be completely honest, in the primary, I voted for Bailey. You know, this is a stand-up guy who done a lot for the black community and everything else. He actually marched in the civil rights with Dr. King and everything else. A lot of people were scared of his age, but at the same time, I'm like, this is somebody who had been fighting for the middle class, the poor class, and everything else all his life. This is somebody who had been in the trenches. This is somebody who's not trying to hop on no quote-unquote bandwagon. This is somebody who's been fighting all along. So I was a Bailey man. I voted for Bailey.
For who?
But like you said, now that, you know, Hillary won the candidacy, like you said, it's basically the lesser of the two evils. And what a lot of these people don't understand is a lot of the promises, one of the reasons why he can't keep, because if he keep these promises he's making, he's going to hurt himself. Because one of the promises he's making about deporting all the immigrants and stuff. Okay, let's think about this. This is a billionaire who got all kinds of resorts and everything else. Who do you think is cutting them grass, cutting them yards, keeping the manicure and everything else? The immigrants. Who do you think of building all these towers and casinos and everything else? The cheap labor, the immigrants. So do you think he's going to kick out his cheap labor? No, he's not.
Yep, I agree. I agree. And the thing about it is, it's crazy, because I honestly follow the presidency. Like I told my previous callers, I follow the presidency because I was somebody who genuinely cared. And I didn't start following the presidency against anyone, regardless of what type of person Donald Trump was. I didn't take any of that into consideration. I followed the campaign and looked at him and listened to him. And from the very beginning, his stuff was what he's going to do for the rich. His stuff, mm-hmm. he was fighting for tax breaks for the rich. Now, why in the world does a millionaire need a tax break? You're already a millionaire. So he was fighting for tax breaks for the millionaires and to higher the tax for the working class and the middle class. That's what he was fighting for.
And what I'm about to say now, I know I'm going to piss some people off, especially the Trump supporters and everything else, but at the same time, you know me, I don't care. One of his biggest things he's going on now is building this great wall and kicking out the immigrants. But the America was built on immigrants. America was built on first slave labor. Once slavery was ended, immigrants. That's what America was built on. And everybody now want to talk about the immigrants and the Mexicans are taking jobs from Americans. But at the same time, let's be honest about it. These are the jobs that most Americans don't want. Most Americans not trying to go on golf courses and cut grass and stuff like that. These are jobs that most Americans don't want. Like these big farms in California and stuff. Most Americans not trying to go out there and hand pick produce. If you ask most Americans to go out there and do some stuff like that, they're going to cuss you out. So these immigrants are getting the jobs that most Americans honestly and truly don't want and not going to work. So if you're kicking out all them the immigrants, okay, you're finna put the whole cropping industry in a light, because again, who's all here finna pick this stuff? Most Americans not finna do it.
You know what I told somebody? Where my father-in-law lives in Mississippi, right across, like literally right across the street from his land, is a cotton field. And I was looking at it, and you know me, I'm silly. I'll say just about anything. But I looked at it, and I was like, hold on. Just hold on a second. If I ever had to pick cotton, they would be beating me. They would just be beating me with sticks and lashes. And, I mean, I would be punished because hard labor work I've never done, like, since I've been a teenager. And I look back at, like, you know, you look back at them older movies where, I'm talking about them black and white older movies where the little boy, he was like 10, 11, he had to get up at the crack of dawn, go out, fix the hay, do this with the, you know, dig this and dig that, go to work, go to school, come home every day and do it before he came in to eat supper with Pa. I'm thinking to myself, there's no way I could have survived that era. There's no way. Like, I could have been out there in the fields. If I'm outside for longer than 10 minutes in the heat, I get a headache. So there's no way personally, and I know I'm saying this thinking if it was back in the day, you wouldn't have had a choice. But I think right now what America has done is created a bunch of lazy people. Like, for instance, there's a job that will pay you extra $2 an hour just to work 40 hours a week. What does that say about that job? Honestly, what does that tell you about that job? This is an easy job. You get on the phone. You call customers. There's no hard labor. So if a job could offer to pay you $2 more an hour just for you to work 40 hours a week, what does that tell you about the job? It's what we have built on. Like you said, these foreigners that are over here right now, they're doing the jobs we won't do. They're accepting the pay that we won't accept. They're accepting the pay that we'll deny. Now, does that make it right? No. You know, and if they're foreigners and they're doing jobs 10 times harder than we're ever doing, they should be getting equal pay, regardless if they're foreigners or not. They shouldn't be treated a certain way. That's just like pay this black woman $5 an hour less because of this white woman just because of the color of her skin. That's the same thing they do to foreigners. And the thing about it is not all of them are illegal. There are some over here that are totally legal. Because of who they are, they're still taking these jobs, making no money.
And you know, I haven't seen it every day because I worked at maintenance at a chicken processing plant. You know, so my job was to walk around, work on the machines and stuff as they broke down to keep them running. But, yeah, guess who was on the floor? Guess who was working in the blood and the guts and stuff? The immigrants. The floor was 80% Mexican.
Mhm. That's how it is. I know my son applied to a job, and the job wasn't really paying no money. I'm gonna be honest with you, because my brother had worked there for a short amount of time, and my brother is like hardcore. Like, and he's been living on the streets in New York for I don't know how long, and this dude is hardcore. And he couldn't take it. And it was at some ceramic company, tile company, like the hard, big, thick ceramics, where they was loading the ceramics off the truck. And there's how big times he come home so dusty and dirty. And, I mean, he really didn't make any money for what he was doing. He made maybe his checks every 2 weeks was something like $615. So that's like $300 a week. The work that he was doing, though, he should have been earning $20 an hour. And there was nothing but Mexicans. There was nothing but foreigners in there that didn't speak no English that was working in there. My son probably made it a day. My son couldn't do it. And that's what I'm saying. Those are the hard jobs that they are here for, the housekeeping jobs, the working at the hotels. You know, these are the jobs that people – And one of two things are going to change, okay? If this idiot does win, and I'm sorry for anybody that's on the line that's voting for him and feels that I'm calling him an idiot wrongfully. I'm sorry. You have to just deal with it. Speak your mind, radio.
He is an idiot.
Call in and defend it. Exactly. Call in and defend it if you have a problem with it. But this idiot is going to do this, deport all these people. Okay, then the world is going to go into debt because you're, first of all your machinery places that you're paying people, they're paying people nearly pennies to do, those are going to be gone. All those workers are going to be gone. Then you got your little grocery stores that maybe like the Arabics or the Muslims own. Those are all going to be shut down. Then, you know what I'm saying? You got so much stuff that's going to be affected by this. And he does not care. Now, he's trying to push back now and say, I'll let them stay within reason. I'll go ahead. You know what I'm saying? He's trying to push back now, but it's too late. All this time, that's all we've been hearing you say. I'm going to get rid of them. I'm going to deport them. I'm going to build the wall. I'm going to send everybody back to Mexico, these Latinos, these criminals, there's this, there's that. I'm going to get them all. There's millions of them. I'm sending them back home. To me, to even say something like that, how can you even stand up there on a podium and begin to want to be the commander-in-chief of this country with that type of attitude? But you've not answered not one question when anybody's asked you on how you're going to make America great. You're just saying.
I finished it on that note right there, what you just said. I got to add this to that note. This right here by itself should speak volumes. I know for a fact the last four, I want to say five. Who was president before the first Bush? Wasn't it Carter? I want to say Carter, mm-hmm. too, but I'm not quite sure. I'm not quite sure about Carter. But I know for a fact the last four, again, I want to say five. Last four presidents do not endorse Trump. The last four people who had this job, Obama, Bush, Clinton, and Bush again, the last four people who had this job, the last four people who know how strenuous, how this job can be and everything else do not endorse this man. Who better to listen to than the people who have been there? And two of them people was Republicans.
Right.
So if the people who didn't be there, the people who didn't did this job, the people who know what this job consists of, telling you this man can't handle this job, what more do you need? That right there should speak volumes.
That's exactly what I said. That is exactly what I said.
The Bushes didn't even go to the Republican nomination thing they had last month. The Bushes didn't even go.
Mm-mm. No, they're not going to go. Why? They don't support it.
And like I said, I want to say Carter too, but I'm not quite sure about him. So I don't want to lie. But if it's Carter too, that means the last five. But I know the last four do not support him.
Correct.
So again, that should speak volumes by itself.
I agree. You got people backing out. You got people not wanting to support them. You got people, you know, just basically saying it's a travesty. And like Obama wasn't saying nothing. Obama was not messing with nobody, enjoying his time trying to raise his daughter. But guess what happened? Instead of you trying to figure out what you're going to do to rule this country, instead of you trying to figure out how am I going to make change, instead of you trying to do any of that, you so busy talking about this same man who's been president all these years. Why does it matter? Why does it matter that you bash? He thinks because the Russia president said he was fabulous or he was great, that's a joke. That man was laughing at him when he said that. That man was complete laughing at him when he said that. Whatever.
You want to know what I'm waiting on, though? This is what I'm waiting on. Do I support everything Hillary doing and everything Hillary's saying? I'll be the first to go on record and say, no, I don't. But like you said, basically, she's the lesser of two evils. And a lot of people saying that they are simply not going to vote. And that is not the answer because the Trump supporters are going to vote for Trump. So if you just simply not vote,
you're still
going to help Trump win if you just not vote. So I'm voting for Hillary because she's lesser of two evils. But what I'm waiting on, Hillary, lover or hater, she done been through this 8 years with her husband, and she done been through him, eight more years with Obama. She know the ropes. She know the inside. She got a scoop. And lover or hater, she's a great debater. She know what she doing. She get on that stand. Trump been dodging. Trump been hiding. Trump been reading off cards. Trump been reading off telemarketers. When she get him on that stage, when people go to ask live questions, when he don't have no cue card to read, when he have to face her man to woman and debate, she go tear him apart.
Tear him apart. She gonna rip him. And that's what she's doing now. That's exactly what she's doing now. She's doing that every time she come on now. That's what she do. She kill him. And the thing about it is, the sad thing about the whole situation is, who going to argue back and forth? Who wants to argue back and forth? He be arguing. That's all he do is argue. While she can sit, just like the thing about the emails. He keep yelling about the emails. Okay, but yet he dismissed the fact that a couple of months back he called in acting like a fake reporter. They pulled up something about him like it was back, a while back. He pulled it actually like he was a recorder, but he was talking about his own self. It was his voice saying some old crazy stuff. But everybody wants to dismiss that. That doesn't mean anything. That's what I say. Just mock my words. It's going to be looked at, and I just hope that people don't be, and I don't mean to say this, and I'm not going to call nobody. I'm not going to even say this. I just hope that people think with their heads and don't go vote just because you don't believe in either one of them, because your non-vote means a yes vote for Trump. So by you not voting, you're allowing Trump to come in.
Yes, you are. And that's what gets me, because I hear a lot of people saying, I'm just ain't going to vote. And I'm like, by you not voting, you are voting. By you not voting, you vote for Trump. Because his supporters are going to come out. His supporters are going to vote for him. So you not voting, you basically voting for Trump.
I agree. I agree with you wholeheartedly. And I just try to tell this girl that today. We just had a big argument at work about it. No, that's not true. I'm telling you, that is true. I agree. So I don't know.
But,
I don't know.
What I'm hoping for is, like I just said, when they finally meet face to face and she tear him apart, a lot of people get to see how he's going to react under pressure, get to see the real Donald Trump, not what he read, you know, these telecards and stuff, and that helped make up their minds.
But they haven't come to that yet. They haven't come to that yet because he keeps either not showing up or coming up with something else. He keeps trying to harp on this and harp on that. Instead of just speaking on the concerns, he won't do that. He just refuses to do that.
And before I let you go, I have to speak on this right here because I know I can't take up all the time. But I was really outdone. This man, as a black man, insulted every piece of intelligence I had. When he came out and started quoting some so-called numbers and stats about black America, then he go have the audacity to say, what you got to lose, vote for Trump.
I was just like,
and the people in the background cheering and everything else, I'm like, okay, somebody in your party has told you some stats, and this is your answer, what you got to lose, vote for Trump. Not one damn time did you say a plan or anything else about how you're going to make them stats better. Not one time did you say anything, what you're going to do, how you're going to make it better, how you're going to stop internet. Not one time said nothing about that. What you got to lose, vote for Trump. I was like, oh, my fucking God. I was all done with that.
You think? I was like, I was blown away. Me and my husband was watching at the same time, and he was like, did you just hear that? I said, I did.
And like I said, not one time
lost
during the speech did he say, anything about how he going to try to make it better, how he going to try to change things. Not one time during the speech did he say anything about that, even try to give a plan. What you got to lose? Vote for Trump. How was that stuff? Man. You know me. I always have something to say. I'm a writer. I write poetry. I write short stories. I just started writing songs. I always got something to say. I was truly speechless then. I was just like, had a dumbfounded look on my face. My mouth was wide open. I was just like, duh.
I was sitting and heard that. I was like, did you just hear what I heard? So I don't know, but I want to say thank you so much. I appreciate you for calling in. Appreciate you for everything you do. Thank you so much. Thank you. Hang in there with me. If you want to come back in, just press 1. Hang in there with me. Let me go ahead and get a couple more of these calls in. But thank you so much.
Okay.
All right. Let me get some more folks in. You guys didn't press 1 like I told you to after I spoke to you, so I don't know if I'm picking you back up again. And already spoke to you, but I guess we'll see. Let's see.
Hey,
4396, I have you on the line with Brenda Williams of Speak Your Mind Radio. How are you?
I'm doing fine. This is Sebastian right here.
Hey, Otto, how are you?
How are you doing? You know I love what you do. Oh, my goodness. You want my
you,
good friends.
So
I love what you do. I'm
thank
watching a football
you.
Game. So,
I hear.
Yeah.
So that's why we're going to be quick because, you know, we don't do noise.
I'm spending time with my nephew, my 7-year-old nephew. So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I want to say, you know, I think that both Hillary and Trump are idiots. I just say that Trump is the biggest idiot. So, my vote would be for Hillary, the lesser of the idiots, you know?
Yes.
I should say that Trump is the biggest jackass, morally jackass, and Hillary, you know, so.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. It's just speechless to me again that it's gotten this far. Like I said, I thought it was a joke. I honestly thought it was a joke.
I was hoping that Bernie was going to win the primary.
I did, but I think the reason why he didn't is, because instead of people trying to believe in him and believe in what he can do, they looked at his age. I don't think they really gave him a consideration because they looked at his age.
Oh yeah. Jordan look at he was with MLK. We celebrate MLK during his march. You know. He never did have a chance, so you know.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I just feel bad. I feel really bad for him.
Yeah.
So I don't know, but that's just that. I just feel really bad for him in general. But
yeah,
I'm going to let you get back to your game and get back to your nephew. It was so great talking to you because I don't talk to you enough. But
you can check in with me. You know how I reach me.
Yes.
You know, I'm open. You want to talk to me, I'm open. You know, you're my homegirl, so, you know, we kick it.
Oh. I definitely. All right, you have a good night now.
What do you think?
All right, so I have to get some more of this music in because we only had about 15 minutes left. But I did promise some folks I'd play a little bit of their music, and I have not yet. So let me just get a song or two in, and I'll come back to you guys and the callers. So just let me get one or two more songs in here. I think this song would be accurate because of the topic. So let me go ahead and play this one. Give me one moment. And...
too nice and precise with these lyrics that you hearing, then a remnant of my life in the spirit, in the flesh. I am fresh, any doubts, I will clear it in the mind. That's why I recline, meditating on how I'ma kill this shit lyrically. So the murder was premeditated, literally. This will separate the major from the minor leagues. I get high and paint a masterpiece. I am calling it artistry. Look, all white party, answer a show that yell cheers. Tweet what you afraid of, well, at least that you at most fears. But I'm spitting universes till I out my peers. And that's why I get high and I think that it's weird how they put a price on the earth and a limit on the sky. Guess even a bird born inside of a cage think it's all sickness to fly. And that's why I've been shining so bright lately, that the chances are slim that it is ever shaped. Could have been did it, but I was lazy, tracing my crazy, and to America, you beautiful lady, I'm on your heels like a spur for trying to play the play. Mother Earth, you cradled this baby. The cradle of life is in Africa, maybe. So I guess you could say Africa's fault is this lady, America. 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 The pen is mightier than a sword, my lord. But that S is the end and it spells words, of course. Think of why they even call them spelling words. I guess it's just for lack of better words. I picture America as a woman with plenty curves. I cherish her, but I'm just speaking about the land. She's a woman with shackles on her feet and hands. They embarrass her with lies, saying they shipped over the black man. See them Native Americans with just Asiatics and Africans who planted their feet in for season. I am diving off of the deep end like a fool see the tool. What's the schools you was played for a fool? The U.S. is just a stool that the Euros speak in. Mother Earth, you cradled this baby. The cradle of life is in Africa, maybe. So I guess you could say Africa's father, this lady, America. 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 America.
So that was one of my my newest artists that that came out not too long ago. And I just love that. So I'm just going to play one more and I'm going to come back because I promised three people I played their music. And I'm sorry I didn't get around to it. This has been a hot topic. I couldn't help it. Let me finish and I'll come right back to you callers.
You mothers have become a part of the conspiracy. Let me show you how. ...62% of all black children live with a single parent. It's growing fast to 70%. All these single parents are women, but the babies came from a man. Where is the man? See? What did I say Pharaoh's intention was? Kill who? Kill who? The man, and spare who? The woman.
I plead the fifth when I can speak some shit about the life I live, my wife and kids, how trite it is, all I do is give, everything they take, see they try to break, give me no support, just child support, keep me up in sport, we fight and fought, all the things I bought, everything I taught, please love it to them, I'm stuck for rent.
The woman must play an important part in the development of the nation, or the nation will go to hell.
When I can speak some shit about the life I live, my wife and kids, how trite it is, all I do is give, everything they take, see they try to break, give me no support, just child support, keep me up in sport, we fight and fought, all the things I bought, everything I taught, please love it to them, I'm stuck for rent.
All right, all right. I am back, so I see about five or six more folks on the line. I'm not going to bring you guys on only because the show ends in about 5 minutes, and I had to bring those songs in because they promised. The network says I must bring them in, so I brought them in. But I want to tell everybody thank you for joining in. We're going to be doing this every single Thursday evening at 10 p.m., we have a new hour only because there was a lot of people calling in from the East Coast, from the West Coast, from everywhere that the early time was kind of interfering so they couldn't be a part of the show. So I wanted to give everybody a chance. So that's right. I decided I'm going to stay up an extra hour or so so that everybody gets a shot. First off, to my online callers, I see every single one of you, and I've seen every single one of your comments. And gladly tonight, I had not one person that was for Trump. Most people said that they would pick the lesser of the evil, which was Clinton. So I'm so happy because I just knew tonight I was going to get into a hot, heated debate, and it was just going to be awful. So I'm happy for my first show back after close to 2 months not having any heated debates. We just talked. Just like human beings, and we didn't argue. I didn't have to forcefully put anybody on mute. I didn't have to disconnect anybody. Like, it was great. So I'm happy. So for next week, this is something new that I do. Everybody inbox me your thoughts of next week's topic. Just inbox me. Anything you want to talk about, regardless if we talked about it before, inbox me. I'm leaving next week up to a viewer's choice only because you guys have been so great. Only half of you harassed me to see when we was coming back. But we're back now, so that's awesome. So inbox me with your thoughts of a show topic. I will get on it. I know because we're right close to 11:30, I didn't really want to bring anybody else back in because I know that the 11:30 hour, it cuts off right at 11:30. So I didn't want to cut nobody off in mid-conversation. What I will do is anybody that I've already spoke to, I'll bring you back on just to say thank you for calling in, and because I just, like I said, don't want to get anybody else cut back off. So I'm bringing a couple of you, as many as I can. 0870, you still with me?
Yeah, I'm still with you.
All right. I wanted to tell you personally, thank you. I hear you. thank you for calling again. Because I have a new time on the show, it won't allow me to go over. So it cuts right off. So that's why I didn't want to risk bringing in anybody new, because I didn't want them to get cut off. I think that's the rudest thing ever. So if I don't deliberately hang up on somebody, I don't want nobody hanging up because the show ended. But I want to say thank you so much for calling in, and hit my inbox with a topic for next week, and we'll see what we can do.
Okay.
All right. You have a great night.
You too.
All right. And I'm going to try to bring you guys back in one by one just to say thank you for calling and have a great night. I don't know how many of you I'll get. 1567, I have you back on. Can you hear me?
I'm here.
Okay. Well, I wanted to say thank you so much for calling in. It was a pleasure speaking back with you. And hope to hear from you next week. And hit my inbox with some topic ideas. You know, do as many as you want. And I'm going to do it as a viewer's choice. So I want to say thank you for calling in. And you have a great night. And I hope to speak to you next week.
You too, Brenda.
All right. Okay, so 1634, 1922, and 0806. I'm not going to have time to bring you back in because it's just at 1128, so I'm going to go ahead and end out with another song just because we're about to hang up. So they hang up middle of the song if it does, okay. But I want to tell everybody thank you for calling in. It was a successful coming back off vacation show. And I look forward to seeing everybody next week. We got some great interviews coming up with folks who just wrote some books. We got some music interviews coming up. But again, everybody hit my inbox for some ideas for next week. And everybody have a good night. I'm going to play Russian Roulette, and I'm going to go ahead and play this song because I'm not sure if I've heard it yet, but hope it's a good one. I'm sure it's a good one. Oh, it's a great one. I did hear this one.
Come on.
All right. Again, thank you for calling Speak Your Mind Radio. Everyone have a great evening.